You head out to hike. I do 29 each way, and it's about my limit for what I'd be willing to do every day.
I know what you're saying, but you're sounding good, Roger.
Good, I'm glad. I just realized that I was high power into my amp, so I turned it down. Hopefully you didn't notice any change whatsoever, though.
A little bit change, that's all. Roger.
Yeah, I still don't have my radio back from Yaesu, so I'm hoping I'll get that within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Now, how did you do deer hunting?
I only shot one opening day, and then I'm hoping I'm going to go out this weekend, but I haven't been out since, so I've got, 3 more tags, 4 more tags. I bought a handful of tags, so I'll get out hopefully this weekend and shoot another 1 or 2, and then I think I'll probably call it a season. I really don't feel like sitting out in this weather. I mean, today's 38, that's not bad, but I don't really care for the cold, and I'm shooting deer for friends and not necessarily for me, so I'm going to do it on my time if I want to.
It was so cold out 3-4 nights ago. It was unbelievable. And here it was 22-degree weather. It was that night. Roger.
Winter came quick. It was fall, and then like every other year, you blink and it's over. And now we're, you know, water's freezing. We were going to go hunt on the lake this weekend, and we can't even do that. All the launches are getting choked up with ice.
Yeah, probably. I couldn't imagine. You way over there, where you had well that way, it'll drop down too. Roger.
I can do the cold. It's when it's super windy is what the killer is. I can't stand when that stuff starts ripping through you and pulling all the heat out of you.
Yeah, when that wind is blowing, oh man, you cannot stop it. It keeps blowing, then it'll stop, then another layer comes in. Keep it blowing, and it keeps it blowing. I felt bad, believe me, when we used to go up north all the time.